Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, April the 24th, 2010. I'd like to thank my show's producer, Manny, and the good folks here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'd like to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America. He's here on RBN every Saturday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. A big thanks to Darren and all the information he shares with us each and every week. I'd also like to thank Todd McGreevy of Common Sense Revisited. His show is immediately after Positively Unconstitutional, starts at noon. And I'd like to give a shout-out to my friends over at the AG Trading Post and the American Open Currency Standard, working to give us back sound money. Today, I'm not going to pull any punches today. We're going to talk about the hidden truth of what's going on in our government today. We're going to talk about what it is, that insidious, unseen, evil force that is driving our lawmakers to enslave us with communitarian law. Communitarian law, the supreme law of the New World Order, or as I like to call it, the Anglo-American One World Government, the British American Empire, with debt and slavery for all. First, we need to define communitarianism. What is communitarianism? Well, in a word, communitarianism is feudalism. Another definition, and this is according to Vaclav Klaus, communitarianism is a collectivist philosophy that explicitly rejects individualism. It does not merely relegate individualism to a subordinate position, but is openly hostile to it. It is an ideology of civic society, which is nothing less than one version of post-Marxist collectivism, which wants privileges for certain wealthy and influential organized groups, and in consequence, a renewed feudalizing of society. So communitarianism is the 21st century's version of feudalism. And, you know, this is being brought upon us by the statists, who are controlled by the rich, the super rich. And, of course, the super rich can come in and buy your government and get the government to make laws for them, like the Federal Reserve Act, which gives the Federal Reserve the complete and total power over the money system and the ability to counterfeit your currency, and in fact steal all your money and replace it with debt. And you know, that's their primary, you know, controlling force, is this ability to spend your money and make you pay the bill. And of course, there's no plan on actually paying the money back. But what the, you know, the plan is to continue to borrow and borrow and borrow until the interest on the debt consumes the middle class. And so I wanted to read you something here. And after we come back from the break, I'm going to get to that. It's called Lessons in the Hegelian Dialectic. And we're going to go to break right now, and when we get back to Positively Unconstitutional, we're talking about communitarianism.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're here today talking about the truth of what's going on in your government. And I wanted to read you a short piece here. It's called Lessons in the Hegelian Dialectic. And those are big words, and I know they're confusing and they're scary. But everyone knows about the most common dialectic, and that's light versus dark, good versus evil. You know, it's two opposite sides of the same thing, you know. The earth turns as it goes around the sun, and so it's light and dark here, and they're the opposite parts of the same thing. And this is what, and of course, George Hegel was a German, lived in the early 19th century, and he wrote some treatises on philosophy. He was an author, and what he said was, create a debate, create an argument, use the debate, use the argument to create change. Here's a little more complete way of saying that. The Hegelian dialectic is the ideological blueprint for manipulating people into fighting over issues. Skillful use of Hegelian tactics is a requirement for all modern politicians. The ultimate goal of every major political player in the game right now is to weaken both sides of every argument so that a middle ground for the common good can be formed between them. This is the simple formula for tricking the world into accepting a totalitarian central government. It's happening in every country on the planet as we speak. When Betsy McGaughey published her article called Deadly Doctors, she sure opened a big can of political worms. She identified the philosophy of Obama's new health advisor, Ezekiel Emanuel, as communitarianism. The problem is the gods of globalism are still not ready to explain their new philosophy to the American people. Americans are much more effective if they continue to believe their side still exists and keep the great political divides alive. Awareness of the emerging synthesis of ideologies, called communitarianism, is reserved for insiders, the insiders at the CFR, that's my commentary. To become an insider, one must agree to go along with the big lie for as long as the lie remains necessary. Once the world has completely adopted supremacy of communitarian law, the truth about the system won't matter much because the communitarian police will have community enforcement authority over every individual in the world. The American public is just not ready to be told the truth about the real philosophy driving all new changes to U.S. law. Citizens age 50 and above may never be told. Communitarians insist all nations must be eliminated, and that would upset the people who still think the U.S. Constitution and their state constitutions are valid legal contracts. So the former lieutenant governor of the state of New York provided way more information than the American people needed to know. Something radical had to be done quickly to drive the topic back into obscurity. Just as hundreds of Americans started asking what the heck communitarianism is, the global scriptwriters made major changes to the book. Enter Sarah Palin, stage right. On the surface, it certainly appears that Sarah Palin and Barack Obama's health advisor, Ezekiel Emanuel, are on opposite sides. Sarah clearly represents the fundamentalist Christian Republican right, while Obama and Zeke obviously represent the open-minded, non-denominational Democratic left. Their millions of followers on both sides are totally convinced that the other side are the bad guys and their own side is the good guys. This belief in their superior side means they never have to study the other side, or, God forbid, to wonder what the outcome of all this fighting may be. Oh, my producer says someone's asking me to give out the URL that I'm reading from. And unfortunately, I don't have a URL for this off the top of my head. This came from an email. And I've cut and pasted into my own script, so I really don't have a place to send you to go. Sorry about that. This belief in the superior side means they never have to study the other side, or God forbid, to wonder what the outcome of all this fighting might be, like mad dogs trained to fight in the arena. True believers go for the jugular veins of their opponents without a second thought as to why. Sarah Palin proved her worth to the communitarians when she entered the national political scene as John McCain's Republican running mate. They made her a star in the best horror soap opera ever written. It might look like they plan to kill her off, but rest assured they'll bring her back whenever they need her to keep the storyline alive. And right now they need her. Upon entering the staged presidential campaign in a whirlwind of exposure, Palin made an easy target of herself and successfully fueled the inflated egos of every deluded Republican and Democrat in the country. All it took to keep non-existent American attention away from any possible awareness of Obama's communitarian philosophy was to bring a superstar like Palin into the campaign. And all it took to steer possible attention away from Emanuel's exposed communitarian philosophy was to bring Palin into the debate. Now, the debate is between the most uneducated politician on the national scene and the esteemed bioethics professor who cares about people. Their most dumbed-down followers argue over who's the nicer, more credentialed player. Communitarian agents scour the internet forums and steer any discussion of communitarianism back to outdated and now discarded left and right theories. The substance of the debate never became centered on the actual and verifiable philosophy that drives the national healthcare agenda. The only political argument allowed is between the left and the right, just as the only religious debate allowed is between the Christians and the Muslims. These phony, misleading debates are led by second-grade bullies who won't acknowledge communitarianism until their teachers make them write it 100 times on the blackboard. When the American followers are finally told that communitarianism is their new political injustice system, their assigned Borg leaders will make sure everyone reaches consensus and agrees that it's a good thing. Hegelians don't care what the issues are. Neither do they care which side they are perceived to be on. Their role is to be a barrier to any authentic political discourse that may arise from thinking people. Hegelians do not think for themselves. They follow orders. They repeat words that have no meaning to them, throw around words they cannot define and have no interest in defining. When asked directly what they mean by a particular word, they'll always respond with, "What do you mean? What do I mean?" as if you're just too stupid to be answered. Most followers haven't got the first clue what livability, health and safety, and quality of life means. They build good communities, and only stupid people ask them what they mean by good. Appealing mainly to the egotistical and self-centered, the Hegelians promote the idea that they and their followers are superior to the common man in every way. Born again Hegelians may not be able to tell us who they follow, but they will always insist that their ideas are more enlightened than common folks. Overeducated, upper academic Hegelians believe God told Hegel, "The only reasonable future society is a friendly, caring, global police state." Uneducated Hegelians don't even know they're Hegelians. All unenlightened sheep are to be kept locked inside very publicized dialectical conflicts of opposites. Only the unseen enlightened few understand the actual goal of all the conflicts. The most useful idiots are the ones who believe their side is the side that cares oh so much more about people than the other side. Completely brainwashed Hegelian thinkers go so far as to believe they are born smarter than the other side, with many convinced that they were chosen by God himself to rule over all of mankind forever, taught to use any stupid argument at their disposal that enrages assigned opposite side. Their job is to fuel established conflicts and say anything they want, as long as it keeps the masses distracted. The more outrageous their behavior, the more outrageous the response is from their gullible public followers. This is why hateful slurs, mocking, sneering, racial insults, unhumorous jokes, accusations, slander, and godlike condemnations are such a big part of our national political discourse. Like Hegel taught the leaders of the emerging supranational system, ideological conflicts that grow into violent clashes between huge groups of people are the best way to help save the world. Followers on both sides of every conflict use the same tired arguments because both sides follow the same Hegelian playbook. To the man, straw man, wag the dog, or fists and guns, they do whatever it takes. It's not an accident that every rebuttal I get to my articles on communitarianism insist that it's an insignificant term that means nothing. I actually just got new comments on my blog that explain the difference between liberals and socialists and never mentions the word communitarian once. The debate between communitarianism and U.S. constitutional law will never reach the public until it's completely over. First, we all have to come together for a purpose greater than self. Then we can all rise together in perfect harmony, or we can fall into the pits with the others who refuse to be free. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I waste my time, I'm fine, but a day behind. I put my feelings super and happy, but the days are
today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And boy, that was a mouthful. That was a little bit longer than I anticipated. I had never read it before. But excellent piece. It really brings out the flavor of communitarianism. And it really shows us how this, you know, insidious force is changing our republic. It's absolutely undermining the Constitution of the United States. And of course, we can't get any debate on that in the media. We can't get any debate on that in Washington, D.C. We can't even ask if it's right or wrong. And now more and more of our, you know, leaders are openly communitarians. I mean, look at Bill and Hillary Clinton are openly communitarian. Remember Billary Care in the early 90s. It takes a village. It takes a community to raise a child. And if you'll remember back before World War II in Austrian Germany, before the war, the German education ministry removed religion from the curriculum and created full employment through work programs. They raised a whole generation of Hitler youth from cradle to grave in government daycare and school programs. And it looks amazingly similar to what could happen here in America today. You've got all this unemployment. You know, they're going to make up jobs for all these people to go out and work and take their children from them and indoctrinate them into, you know, this new totalitarian thinkology, this communitarian thought. This communitarian thought, you know, my way of thinking of it is I can win any argument if I say, well, it would be better for everyone if, you know, and you know, this is their way to win the argument that, you know, well, the individual has to give up his rights. Of course, our country is based on individualism. Our country is based on our contract with the country. And that contract is specifically designed so that our government protects our individual rights. And here we now have a totally different system that comes in and says, the collective, the group, the state, we, your rulers, are the most important people. No one else really matters. You're disposable. You're cattle. You know, it's serfdom. It's, you know, and of course, by taking over the monetary system and the industrial systems of the world, you know, they can just destroy the middle class and make everyone a working peasant. I want to go back to Bill Clinton. At a recent speech, Bill Clinton said, Obama's election was the first one in which people were self-consciously communitarian, understanding we are going to rise and fall together. He said, we live in an interdependent nation and an interdependent world. He said, all that being recognized, he asked bloggers to express a little patience. Major change, such as improvements in the economy or improvements in funding for higher education, take time. He added that the right kinds of political activism could cause change to continue for the next 30 to 40 years. I mean, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You know, they never stop to have a real debate on should the government be involved in improving the economy. You know, should the government be involved in funding higher education? You know, we never ask the real questions. No, we have these two false, you know, answers ready, waiting there for us. Two false sides of a false debate designed to distract us from, you know, them stealing all our rights. And they pretty much have stolen all our rights already. It's absolutely incredible. I understand I've got Jeff out there from Massachusetts on hold. Jeff, what do you think about these communitarians?
Well, there's an old school definition called collectivism. And you see what's good for the collective is good for the society. And that, it's well-known brother to that definition is communism. The state runs everything. You see, better dead than red. That's all I got to say. And you know what? Obama was born in Kenya. He is a Muslim. He is the ultimate Manchurian candidate that got into office. And he's using the Saul Alinsky model, and he's playing sides against each other. The man was a community organizer, for crying out loud. And also, too, here is my thought. It's the American sheeple. That's what you're dealing with. I call it the Peggy the Moocher syndrome. If you look at YouTube and Google Peggy the Moocher on YouTube, you will find that this illness called the Peggy the Moocher syndrome is this. I don't have to put gas in my fuel tank. I don't need to pay my mortgage. If I help out Obama, he's going to help me. And you see, you have Americans with this kind of mindset, and you know, if you look at Zimbabwe,
I love Charles Barkley's comment on all that. He says, "Look, Democrats have been voting for Democrats for 50 years, and they're still poor. When are these people going to learn?"
Charles Barkley's right. He's absolutely right. I mean, you see, you have heroic people like Jesse Lee Peterson. And people like Pastor James David Manning, they're exposing these snakes. And it's not a left-right paradigm. It's either patriotism or communism. And I hear the music.
Yep. Hold on for just a minute, Jeff, through the commercial here. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Perky Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perky Light, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perky Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perky Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're talking with Jeff in Massachusetts about communitarianism. And I want to just, you know, get everybody's mind frame right that we have to think about government. They don't have any money. The only money they have to steal from us so that they can give to their buddies. And we have to remember, communitarians thrive on the debate. Communitarianism thrives on the conflict. Communitarianism is dependent on the conflict. And the more violent they can make the conflict, and the more rapid and drastic they can make changes. And, you know, I want to go back to you, Jeff. You know, what do you think?
Oh, yes. Well, I have a good document. It's called the Dusseldorf Rules for Revolution. And this was in May 1919. Do a Google search. Just type on your computer Dusseldorf Rules for Revolution, and the first or the second hit, you will find it. And a sister to that is by Cleon Skousen. We have 45 planks of the communist plan to undermine this country, which was in the Congressional Record, January 10th, 1963. But here's the Dusseldorf Rules for Revolution, which is corrupt, number one, corrupt the young, get them away from religion, get them interested in sex, make them superficial, destroy their ruggedness. Now, there's 10 of these, but the most important one, and this is my main point, divide the people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of no importance. Now, you can read all 10 of these.
Exactly. And I want to cite another one here. You know, Joseph Weishaupt wrote converting a republic into a democracy. And this was the predecessor to Marx and Engels' Communist Manifesto and the Ten Planks. And so the Dusseldorf rules are right, you know, down the same road that we're talking about here, how to, you know, disrupt a nation.
Exactly. Now, like I said, you can read these 10 on your own. I won't have time to go over all 10 of these, but here's the truth, and this will drive it right at home, which is in the black community and the Hispanic community and even the Muslim community, people like Obama will drill into them. You've been screwed for 400 years. The white man has raped you, and by electing us into office, us community organizers, we can get a piece of the pie off that rich, fat, white guy. That piece of pie, so Peggy the Moocher, you won't have to pay your rent, you won't have to pay your mortgage, you won't have to put fuel in the gas tank, and if you help me, I'll help you. And this has been the pretext for collectivism all this time in this country, and what the people don't realize is that you have the white people on the other side, which is being told their bunch of rhetoric, and so forth, and what you're going to have is you're going to have racial conflict, and then in the wings, you'll have the foreign troops in the wings just waiting to pick up the pieces. When the armed factions fight,
I think it's even worse than that, Jeff. And what I'm expecting is that what we're seeing, that the government is starting to call anybody who's a right wing extremist is a terrorist. Now, I'm a card carrying Republican. I'm clearly not a terrorist.
Me neither.
And yet, last week in Chicago, you know, when they arrested this Hutari militia for allegedly threatening to kill a police officer, then in the same sentence, the anchor on the Chicago News, you know, says something about the John Birch Society to paint them with the same brush. And anybody that knows anything about the John Birch Society knows that since 1963, the John Birch Society has had a support your local police officers, fundraisers, and they've been for 40 years trying to keep Washington, D.C. out of the local police force and keep the federal influence out of our local police forces. Now the mainstream medium is playing guilt by association without making any truly slanderous accusations. But, I mean, the John Birch Society has been around for 50 years fighting to protect American freedom and liberty from communitarians and communists and this whole war on terror. You know, it's all part of this changing of our government system.
Exactly, and you know what else too is the John Birch Society is not just a society full of straight white male racists. Birches have Jewish people, blacks, Hispanics. In fact, one of the heroes in as far as Hispanic conservatives is a woman named Lupe Murano, who tried to run for public office, tried to run for Congress, way back. I don't know the date at the time, but in California, and you have many heroes like that in various groups. But you see, under communism, people like that would be shot and called sellouts or counter-revolutionaries. And what people have to realize is that there's a language that's being obfuscated, which is they're not using the real language, which is counter-revolutionary, a dissident, terms like that. And you know what? Under communism, dissidents get put into labor camps and re-educated and given drugs. All you have to do is read Red Cocaine by another Bircher named Joseph Douglas, who debriefed a defector named Jan Seja and talks all about how the communists use drugs, and even our drug problem today has its root in communist Russia and China and so forth. And there's a whole root in softening and killing the American people so that when we're softened down and killed, we go towards communism. Now, I know America supported communism. America, as far as the government, funded communism as a dialectic, which you can get into a whole deep conversation on.
We always got to remember that super capitalism and communism are the same thing.
Exactly.
They want a monopoly. They want a cartel. They want the ability to shear the sheeple whenever they want to. And, you know, of course, the ultimate cartel is the Federal Reserve. And I always go back to the money.
Exactly.
There is no money. They stole it all.
Exactly. And you know what? Under a collectivist-style government, you don't have a middle class. All you have is super rich and super poor. And the model of that, look at every third world country in the world. Robert Mugabe is not starving in Zimbabwe. But you see how Robert Mugabe got into power? He killed off the white farmers. The white farmers were the producing class that produced the food in the country. And you see, we're going to have collective farms in this country. And I believe the day is coming where you're going to have a false flag attack and Americans will be driven out of their homes and put into refugee camps. Guess what?
Well, and I think that, you know, coming up to the elections this summer, that we're going to see false flag attacks by the FBI and the CIA in the Tea Party movement. They're going to send their provocateurs in there. They're going to infiltrate these organizations. They're going to shoot a few people. And this will lead the communitarians to immediately try to confiscate everybody's guns. Oh, we got to take everybody's guns.
Exactly.
And it's going to be them who are fomenting the violence. Because, of course, the worse the violence, the more drastic and more dramatic the changes can be.
Exactly. And that's what you're dealing with. Obama is like a cornered rat right now. People are starting to wake up. And you see the ace card that the government has, and I hate something negative, but they have the foreigners around the world who hate our guts, who would love to join a UN-style army or be a contractor and come in and divide, rape, and pillage the country. And the foreigners from these third world countries, I hate to say it because it's going to sound racist, and it's not, but they got demographics on their side. Plus, if you look at that incident to where the Apache helicopter shot up those people in Iraq, guess what? Translate that to America, you're going to be seeing Apache helicopters shooting up Americans in cities and suburbs who go against the government. Instead of having the black helicopters going over your house, you're going to have armed helicopters going after American people to where the militias will not even have a chance if we have an armed revolution. It's going to get ugly.
The faster that they try to change this, the more violent it's going to become.
Exactly.
But again, they want to incite the violence, and they're going to try to control the violence. They're trying to control the collapse of the currency right now. It's my opinion that the New World Order is already in place. And that there's only a few things left to be done, like to devalue American currency so that we'll accept some other currency. You know, they're going to substitute, special drawing rights from the IMF. But basically, it's a system of debt slavery. And,
exactly.
They hold this thing out there. Oh, you can borrow money on this car at 18% interest. And of course, nobody can make money turn fast enough to pay back the interest at 18%. And so, you know, it's like the thief who goes to the candy machine with a quarter with a string on it. The Federal Reserve's got a dollar with a string on it, and everything you buy with that dollar, they can take away by pulling that string. You know,
exactly.
They just pull that quarter back. They get your, you know, they put it in the candy machine. They get their candy and their quarter back.
Exactly.
You know, it's a system that's designed where they own it all forever and ever and ever.
Exactly. Let me give some encouragement. The encouragement is not to be violent. Keep your head on straight. If you're at a protest, weed out the agent provocateurs if you can. And basically, don't lose your head, because if you lose your head, that's what they want.
And this is part of my message today. And you're stealing my thunder here, Jeff.
Oh.
I mean, that's exactly what I was trying to say. That's the point of my show today, is that we have to get out of the fake debates. We have to stop the debate on all this nonsense. You know, we have to get the debate back to the only place that it needs to be, and that's, you know, de jure courts and common law courts and asset-based currency and sound money, and get rid of the Fed and get rid of this debt-based currency where nobody can extinguish a debt, where nobody owns anything. I mean, if people really understood that when they took the gold out of circulation, they destroyed your ability to own anything.
No, you're right.
It was the end of property in America. And it makes me so mad every time I think about it. When my birth was registered, they stole my God-given rights, my most valuable property. Well, and it just, I just get, you know, so mad. I just start to fume. And I tell people this, and it doesn't seem to have any effect on them at all. And it just blows my mind how programmed we are and how brainwashed we are and how we believe we live in a republic and we're free and we have liberties. I mean, nothing could be further from the truth. We're the cows on a plantation.
We are. But you see, that's an illusion because people sit back, watch sports, watch TV, and you don't see the tanks on the streets. That's a deception. As long as you don't see the tanks and the checkpoints and the body scanners in the train stations and hit home, people are not going to care, but when you have to divide that orange among your six kids, people will care. It will hit home. Mao Zedong said that political power is derived from the barrel of a gun. And you know, there was an Australian guy on the last program that just was hitting the nail on the head. This caller ought to have his own talk show. And you know what? Anybody that's from a European-style country like that, We'll see what's coming. And let me add this. When the police come to your door one day, they're going to go, "Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. We don't need no constitution. Screw you. We got the guns. You don't. What are you going to do about it?" And what the heck? You could have a tank in front of your house for crying out loud. An Apache helicopter. What are you going to do then? Run for the hills? I mean, Russian scalar technology can detect weapons underground. I mean, this technology that's 50 years ahead that they're probably even using right now. You have organized gang stalking out dissidents. I mean, this is real stuff. And I'm going to get off the line, but the best thing to do is keep your head on your shoulders. Do what you can do. The ship is sinking. We are finished as a country. All we can do is keep the ship up a little bit longer. Well, to wake up a few more people, because even communism ended after 90 years.
And Jeff, calling the United States a ship at sea is very accurate. You know, what they've done to us is that, you know, all law, common law, is based on where you're standing. It's based on the land that you're standing on and the law of that land. And of course, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. But we no longer stand on the firm footing of the U.S. soil. We're actually on a ship at sea. We're subject, as long as we use Federal Reserve notes as legal tender, we're standing on a ship at sea, and we're subject to the maritime law and the admiralty. And any time that we go into court, you know, he's literally the captain of a ship, and his job is to make sure that there's a safe voyage for all. He's not
law,
there to
friend.
Protect your individual rights. He's already a communitarian. He's there to make the voyage safe for all on the ship. His job is to balance the individual's needs with the needs of the collective group, the most important group, the state. And, of course, you know, we can sacrifice any individual for the good state.
That's so true. And you know what? A law is only good if it can be enforced. I mean, remember George W. Bush called the Constitution a GD piece of paper. And you see, I believe that our politicians right now think of the Constitution as that, and we have a demon like Obama that is willing to literally give the deed of America to Russia, China, and the Middle East. When they take over, it's Katie bar the door time.
I read some article now. Of course, you know, Snopes says it's not true, but who knows what's true anymore in this world of disinformation, that Hillary Clinton went over and signed an agreement with China for eminent domain. If we don't pay the interest on the $700 billion we owe them, they can just come over and take land.
That makes sense. And there's an article about that, too, in Boston.com. I don't have the date on hand, but But you are right about China taking eminent domain, and you know, China is floating our debt. And you know what? Debtor is the servant to the lender. It's just that simple. China is going to want to cash in on their debt, and guess what? The American people are going to be assets to Red China, and one day you're going to see Chinese troops, the barrel of a gun, put Americans on ships and bring Americans over to Red China to work in the brick factories. And this kind of thought, to where I share this on mainstream programs, it sounds cuckoo, but that's what's coming to this country. What?
I know it does sound cuckoo, but I don't think you're too far from the truth.
I don't think so either.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. Thanks for your call, Jeff. We're going to move on after the break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and we're talking about communitarianism on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're talking about the positively unconstitutional communitarians. And those communitarians want to create a postmodern, post-democratic feudal society that's run by a small number of rich and powerful people with everyone else working as peasants. And in order to achieve their objectives, they must destroy the middle class and the nation state. Can anybody out there deny that their goals are firmly on course? And let's take our next caller with that question in mind. Can anyone deny that their goals are firmly on course? I've got Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, what do you think about that?
Oh, I agree with you, Phil. I agree with you and Jeff. I really enjoy Jeff's calls. It's nice to know that there's somebody else in their right mind back here in Massachusetts, you know.
Absolutely.
But I'm not calling from a ship at sea, though, Phil. I'm calling from my white helicopter. I'm up in my white helicopter. I'm ready to do battle with the black helicopters.
All right.
You know, like, yeah, you know, you've heard of the Red Baron. Well, I'm the White Baron. I'm ready to have a dogfight with a black helicopter. All right.
Excellent. Well, have you seen the video of this black helicopter in Iraq that killed the two Reuters journalists?
No, Phil. I know that's just atrocity piled upon atrocity.
What I found amazing about it, Dave, was that apparently the people, you know, there's 20 people out in the street, you know, walking around talking, and apparently they don't see the helicopter. And it says that they shoot their 30-millimeter cannon. And it looks to me like from the time that, you know, you can hear the shots go off until the people on the street are getting shot with the, you know, with the cannon, is a couple of seconds. And so I'm thinking, you know, they must be a half a mile away or something watching these people like they're right down the street. And apparently the people can't hear the helicopter, cause it's too far away. They don't even see it.
Yeah, well, you know, the black helicopters would be camouflaged at night, but us white helicopters are camouflaged during the daytime, you know.
Uh-huh.
But this great global super Satan just specializes in atrocities. The great global super Satan stock and trade is atrocities. Wedding parties, you know, the great global super Satan loves to blow up people who are getting married and the best man and you know, all the relatives and everything. And I had a proposition, Phil, that I was going to put forth on your show because you seem like such a level-headed, sensible guy, just like Jeff. But before I do, let me ask for some clarification, and I don't think you'll have any trouble clarifying this, because I know you're a man that knows his own mind. But when you said that, and I think I know what you mean by this, but I just wanted to be clear. I think last week you were saying how, like, you know, sometimes you almost get the feeling that that Germany won World War II. And I think I know what you mean, but what I wanted to ask you was, do you think, like, the German Nazis won World War II, or the Jewish German Zion Nazis won, or do you actually think, which I think more of where you're coming from, Phil, but correct me if I'm wrong or misunderstand you, I think you're almost saying it's almost like a combination of the German Nazis and the Jewish German Zion Nazis.
It's really interesting how this has all come about. And the Hegelian dialect was in use during World War II, and we're going to have to talk about this a little bit more after the break. And we're talking with Dave in Massachusetts. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new